From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, June 23rd, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Daniel Zuckerman is reporting in the Daily Mail that the Greene County Legislature will hold a public hearing next month on a proposal to replace the current wireless communications surcharge with a new fee that would be applied to prepaid devices as well. The 911 surcharge is a fee phone customers pay to fund emergency services and is collected by the user's service provider. Under the new law, the county would charge 30 cents and it would be collected monthly or quarterly on all prepaid and postpaid devices. Greene County Administrator Sean Groden said that money is used by counties to support 911 centers. Revenue to support those emergency call centers is declining as residents discard landlines in favor of devices that do not have a 911 surcharge, Groden said. The new surcharge would level the playing field across all devices, he said. The public hearing will be held at 6:15 p.m. on Wednesday, July the 19th, at the Greene County Office Building, 411 Main Street in Catskill, prior to the legislators' regular monthly meeting. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Anthony Fiducia is reporting in the Daily Mail that new Catskill Schools Chief Ronnell Cook has prepared a list of objectives in preparation for his first day of work on July the 1st. He tells the paper his first priority is listening to what the community has to say. He said, and I quote, "I want to establish listening sessions so I can get to hear concerning issues from the Board of Education, teachers, other staff members, parents, and students. I want to be a listener. I think before you can make changes, it's important to observe and listen," end quote. Cook hopes to address a number of issues, including parent involvement, closing the achievement gap, and school safety and security. Cook has been working weekly with the interim superintendent, Anne Marie Barkham, during the transition. He has already met with the teacher leader teams from each school and attended some school events. Cook began his career as a classroom teacher in the Poughkeepsie City School District and taught for 8 years before moving into administration. He was appointed superintendent by the Catskill Board of Education in April. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in Capital Confidential that the Republican Senate health care plan was unveiled on June the 22nd, and it includes an amendment from Representative John Fassel, the Republican from Kinderhook. The amendment shifts $2.3 billion in Medicaid costs from counties to the state, and Fassel crows that property tax bills would go down. When New York raises taxes in response, though, the poor who don't own homes will get a tax increase without any break elsewhere. On June the 21st, Governor Andrew Cuomo said middle-class New Yorkers could expect a 26% tax increase if the Fassel-Collins provision becomes law. Cuomo wrote in an email on June the 21st, and I quote, "Republicans in New York who voted for the House bill sent a clear message that they'd rather be puppets to ultra-conservatives in Washington than protect the nearly 3 million New Yorkers who will lose their health care coverage because of this bill. And now the Senate is ready to double down on this disaster, despite the fact that the latest polls show only 17% of the people support the AHCA," end quote. Fassel is yet to engage Cuomo on the issue since the bill was unveiled. But in March, he said, and I quote, "The cuts, which Mr. Cuomo suggests are an intentional effort to sow fear among vulnerable populations in our state, the state has until 2020 to plan for a takeover of Medicaid costs from counties, and there is ample room in the state budget to cut spending by 1.5% to pay its fair share for Medicaid," end quote. New York Senator Chuck Schumer also commented on the proposal. He said, and I quote, "President Trump called the House health care bill mean. The at-Senate GOP came out with their plan today. It's not mean, it's meaner," end quote. Hours after the text of the bill was released, at least four Republican senators announced they would not vote for it as written, enough to block it in the chamber. And also just after the text was released, Cuomo also announced a series of panels about the plan, including a 6 p.m. June the 26th panel at the Hudson Opera House, which now calls itself Hudson Hall, 327 Warren Street. You can read that full story in Capital Confidential. William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that in the final moments of the New York legislature, the state Senate passed a bill 61-1 giving New York the authority to establish, and I quote, tanker avoidance zones, end quote, on the lower Hudson River. The Coast Guard has been holding hearings about possible anchorage sites for large barges on the Hudson River this year, and this bill might shut that process down if signed by Governor Andrew Cuomo. State Senator Sue Sereno, the Republican of Hyde Park, and State Senator George Amador, the Republican of Rotterdam, sponsored and co-sponsored the bill, which was introduced in the Assembly by D.D. Barrett, the Democrat of Hudson, where it passed 93-2. Paul Gallet, president of the environmental protection group Riverkeeper, said the state legislation, and I quote, gives the Hudson River and all who care about it new momentum in the fight against current attempts to expand the industrial use of the river, particularly for crude oil transport, end quote. Cuomo has not said whether he will sign the bill. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Akum Norder at Capital Confidential wraps up the final day in the Albany State Legislature, noting upstate sales tax extenders were not approved and they end in November, so the legislature may return this summer to address a few remaining issues like this. Governor Andrew Cuomo attempted to push through renaming the Tappan Zee Bridge after his father. The Senate passed the bill 61-0, but the Assembly didn't take it up. Things that didn't pass: the Child Victims Act, a proposal to amend the state constitution to assure a right to clean air and water, alcohol sales in movie theaters, and, as usual, ethics reform. The New York City mayoral control, lapsing June 30th, may draw lawmakers back to Albany soon. Assembly Speaker Carl Hestie said he has no plans to return, but will come back if called. State Senate Leader John Flanagan said, and I quote, I want to be clear, if we need to come back, we'll come back, end quote. Amanda Purcell is reporting in the Register Star. The New York State Police are investigating a possible hate crime in Elizabethville after a home under construction on Taconic Road was vandalized. Graffiti spray painted in red on all four sides of the structure read, No Blacks, Die, as well as other more offensive phrases. Homeowner Fred Iorfita said he believes he was targeted because his girlfriend is black. He said he will not be intimidated or scared off because of the incident. Iorfita said, and I quote, I will tell you one thing, I'm staying right here, I'm not moving, end quote. The vandalism is believed to have occurred sometime between 6:30 p.m. Saturday, June the 10th, and the morning of Sunday, June the 12th, when a contractor discovered the graffiti and called police. A state police spokesperson said this is the only incident of its kind reported to the local state police since January. Police are seeking the public's help in identifying the perpetrator. A $5,000 reward is being offered for information that leads to an arrest and conviction in the case. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Bureau of Criminal Investigation in Livingston at 845-677-7300. You can read that full story in the Register Star. The Greene County Children, Youth, and Community Advisory Board announced on June the 22nd, on the final day of school for many area young people, their youth awards. Olivia Bauman of Greenville High School was named 2017 Greene County Youth of the Year, and Margaret Carlson of Cairo Durham received the Chairman's Choice Award, and Eduardo Gomez, also from Cairo Durham High School, received the Human Services Director's Choice Award. WGXC Radio's In Motion 2017 Spring Pledge Drive continues. WGXC programmers, volunteers, staff must raise $20,000 to keep WGXC hands-on radio on the air, live and local, during the coming months. Your support will make all the difference. Call 518-697-7400 or go online to WGXC.org/donate. Thank you for supporting creative community radio in New York's Greene and Columbia counties. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting showers and thunderstorms, likely mainly between 11 a.m. and 5 p.m. today. The National Weather Service in Albany is also reporting there is a marginal risk of severe thunderstorms. The primary threat will be damaging wind gusts. Some of the storms could produce heavy rain. It will be mostly cloudy today with the temperature high near 83 degrees. For Friday night, showers and thunderstorms are likely before 5 a.m. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 5 a.m. And some of those storms could produce heavy rain. It will be cloudy. cloudy with a low around 68. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 82 degrees. Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 58. And on Sunday, a slight chance of showers, then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a high near 78 degrees. Sunday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 8 p.m., partly cloudy with a low around 54. Sunrise today was at 5:17 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:36 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, about the same as yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 23rd day of June, 2017. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.